Hey guys, my name is Mauricio and I'm from the Online Teachers Club. And if you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you guys over here. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that's interesting, not only for newbies or people who are just starting out, but even for veterans and even for people who have been doing online teaching for a while and they might have been focused on one particular online teaching platform such as Udemy or Skillshare. And what I want to talk about today is that there are different and several options out there for you to sell your online courses. And take note, because this is really important, and I'm going to talk about this topic because it's something that a lot of people talk about, a lot of people ask about, but a lot of people don't know much about. You know, like a lot of people don't know what's really out there. And here's the thing, right? Like, you actually have two main options. You can either focus on one particular platform, like, you know, Skillshare or Udemy or whatever, to sell your online courses, or you can actually sell them on multiple platforms as long as those platforms allow you to sell them somewhere else, as long as they don't require exclusivity. And some of them do, right, by the way. So make sure you pay attention when you're signing up on something and make sure you actually read the terms and conditions of what you're signing up for, because some platforms make your content exclusive and they require exclusivity for you to sell there. So I know that, you know, generally when you're looking at terms and conditions on stuff on websites, on platforms and applications when you're signing up, most of you don't even read that. And don't worry, you know, that's not really weird, or that's not really, you know, something that you just do. Like, actually, you know, almost everyone does that. I do it all the time as well. Like, actually in a lot of things I sign up, I actually don't go through the terms and conditions, because it just doesn't really matter too much to me. But as an online teacher, because you're actually selling something and this is your business, you know, this is your intellectual property, this is your product, you want to make sure you actually read really carefully the terms and conditions of what you're signing up for, especially the part around online teachers, you know, or instructors, whatever you want to call them. Because, you know, there's platforms like Udemy which use the term instructor, which I'm not, you know, by the way, I'm not particularly super fond of that term, because it's something very peculiar that Udemy came up with. You know, like, most platforms would use the word teacher or online teacher, which is what, you know, what you are. So if you want to call yourself instructor, that's fine. You know, I don't have anything against it. I just think that the standard term in the industry is actually online teacher. And anyway, that's, you know, I'm getting a bit sidetracked with that, and I'm don't pay too much attention, you know, to my little side note there about that. It's fine, you know, online teachers or instructors. But what we were talking about is whether to put your courses on one single platform or whether to put it on many. And the first thing I want to say right off the bat before I, you know, go through this question is there's no right or wrong answer here, guys. There's no, you know, one size fits all type of approach or strategy, okay? So if you hear some Udemy, you know, instructors say that they only teach on Udemy and that's what's worked best for them and that's what they would recommend and that's the only thing they would do, great, you know, like, it worked for them, you're right? Like, and it's probably a good strategy, you know, I'm not saying it's not. But there's also the flip coin, right? Like, there's also other people that will tell you the opposite. You know, they say, well, actually, I have courses on multiple platforms and it's worked great for me, you know? So, like I said before, there's no right or wrong here. And that's something that sometimes I get really, bothered or a bit annoyed, I guess, not that I pay too much attention to it, to be honest, but it's just something that I find that is misleading, especially for new online teachers, when people say, oh, you got to do this way, and it's the only way, and these other things don't work at all. And they're just talking about their specific personal experience. A lot of times they haven't, you know, like, considered what other people have experienced. And they might not just be even thinking that there's different approaches and different things and different strategies and different ways in which you can accomplish the same thing, or even better, or even just different, you know. So anyway, like I was saying, you know, like, it's there's no really right or wrong answer here. I've seen people that have focused on one particular platform and they're doing great. You know, they're making a ton of money. They have a lot of students. They have a lot of engagement with their students. They're really successful. And I've also seen other instructors or other online teachers who have courses on multiple platforms across multiple channels, selling, you know, with different prices, stuff like that. And they're doing great as well, you know, like, they're doing great, right? So, you know, whatever you choose, just bear in mind that there is no right or wrong answer, and you can actually make it work either way. You know, if whether you just focus on one, or whether you are selling your courses on multiple platforms, then that can work too, okay? So that's the first thing I want to say. And there are advantages to specialization, of course, because when you specialize on something, well, you become kind of a master of it, you become better at it and stuff like that. The cons, are that you have all your eggs in one basket, you're depending on a single source of income and stuff like that. So my personal perspective on this and what I would encourage you to think about is why have only a single source of income when you can have five or two or 10? Why? Why would you do that, right? Like, from my personal perspective, if I can have 100 sources of income, I'm going to go for 100 sources of income, all right? Because, any penny and any dollar counts from my perspective. Of course, there are some channels that are going to do better than others. There's some countries where you're going to sell more than others. Stuff like that, there's platforms which are bigger in size. So, like take Udemy, you have over 20 million students. You go to something like Skillshare, it has like 4 million. And so there's a big difference in the volume right there, right off the bat. But that doesn't mean that you can't make a lot of money on Skillshare, right? And there are other platforms which, they might have a different focus and they might be more niche markets and stuff like that, different to like Udemy or Skillshare. But again, those are big markets as well. They're, they have tons of traffic, thousands or millions of people going to their websites. And again, you can make a ton of money with them as well. So from my perspective, I think that it's good to think about, don't put, all of your eggs in one basket. Don't risk it. And this is something that is actually an investment, and when you're talking about business, and by the way, I have some background on finance and business and stock market and stuff like that. And generally, something that they're always recommending to you is diversification, that you diversify your portfolio, that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, that you manage your risk and stuff like that. So that's what you get when you're putting your courses on multiple platforms and spreading the course across different channels. What are the advantages and what makes these, a good approach and something that is easy to do? Well, the first thing is that you can reuse content, right? Like, you don't have to change the course because you're putting it on a different platform, right? Like, you own the IP, the intellectual property on that course. It's your course. You can sell it as is. And the companies that are doing this, don't get me wrong, they don't care. They don't mind that you have the same course sold somewhere else, because they realize that they might have a different audience and they have different people going to their site or going to their app and stuff like that. So they don't really care too much that you have the same course somewhere else. Of course, like I said before, there are some platforms, like Envatotutes, which will actually request that exclusivity, that you provide them with exclusivity on the content, and then you're going to pay, you're going to get paid, but you're not going to be able to sell that content anywhere else, right? But there's a lot of other platforms out there, like Teachler, like PackPub, or, Udemy, Skillshare, all these other sites where you can actually put your course there and you can actually then promote it and sell it somewhere else. And they won't mind, actually, they're fine with that. And they actually, they won't get too involved in that. It's up to you, because it's your content, it's your intellectual property, it's your IP. So one of the advantages is that you can actually upload the same content. So you have it ready, you build it once, you sell it through five different channels, you multiply your revenue through, it's not going to multiply by five times directly, because it depends on the audience and the volume of each sales channel and each platform and many other variables, of course. But the point is, you're going to have more money than if you were just selling it in a single channel. Now, that's, of course, if I'm comparing, kind of like the same online teacher to the same online teacher, right? Because there could be other, if I'm comparing two different online teachers, there could be one that's selling in one single platform versus another one that's selling in five. And the one that's selling in one, if he's really successful, he could be selling a lot more than the one that's selling in five, right? But if I'm comparing the same guy to the same guy, of course, you're going to get more money if you sell in different platforms than in a single platform, right? But like I said before, with their diversification, it also involves other things. You got to do more work. You got to learn about five different platforms. You got to learn how they work. You got to work with other people. You're going to build audiences in those different in those different channels and in those different platforms. You're going to learn how they work. You got to keep up to date with their updates, with their changes. You know, they might have their own communities, like Facebook groups or whatever. And it might be overwhelming as well. You know, like if you have a full-time job and you're working on the side on your core or your online courses, it might be too much for you and it might not be something you want to do. And don't get me wrong, you know, I have a full-time job and I have my courses on different platforms and I sell them on different platforms and I'm quite successful on all of them. And it's just me. Like I said before, this is my personal opinion. I think it is worth selling on different platforms, not only because you can make more money and you know, engage with different type of students and different type of audiences, but also because you can learn from different platforms and see what are the advantages of one versus the other. You can minimize risk. Like if one of them goes down, well, you have, you know, other platforms where you're already selling yourself or where you've already positioned yourself. And, you know, a lot of instructors have their own, you know, like they don't sell in other platforms. They actually create their own platforms, right? So they have, you know, they use websites like, you know, Teachable or, you know, Thinkific, and they create, you know, like an online store for their online courses using these platforms that are kind of like pretty much ready to go and you just upload your courses. And there's other, you know, instructors and online teachers that actually create from scratch a store to sell their online courses, or they put them on their website from scratch. So there's different ways of doing it, and there's different ways in which you can make money and in which you can, you know, distribute and sell your courses across different platforms. And then, like I said before, the other approach is you just focusing on one. And there are advantages to that, like, you know, you're becoming super specialized, just focusing on one thing. Sometimes it is good to focus, you know, and not try to, you know, hit 10 different things because it's just overwhelming and it requires too much energy and too much work. And, you know, it's just sometimes it is just good to focus on one single thing. So I think you got to think on what is your personality and, you know, your risk appetite, you know, your willingness to learn and explore new things. I think you have to think about who you are as a person, as an online teacher, like what's the type of approach you would generally take with things in general. Like, you know, if you were going to invest in the stock market, would you buy just one single stock? Like, would you put all your money in just Apple? Or would you be one of those guys that would spread your money? You know, I want to put 20% on Apple, 30% on Microsoft, 50%, you know, or 25% on Johnson & Johnson, and the other 25% on Tesla. You know, so depending on your type of approach and the way you think and the way you manage things, then it will make more sense to you to go one way or the other. The point here that I want to make is there are options out there. You shouldn't necessarily stick to the one single option, like, you know, like Udemy, which is what a lot of people do. You know, they just go to Udemy and they don't realize there's other options out there. And not that there's anything wrong with Udemy, you know, don't get me wrong. I love Udemy. It is of all the different platforms that I actually am involved in and I sell my course in. It is my favorite, you know, platform. And I actually work closely with Udemy's team, you know, helping them become better as a platform and as a team. And not just with them, by the way, you know, I'm constantly talking with, you know, people from Skillshare, from Teacher, from people from all the different platforms that I'm a part of, like Stack Commerce, PackPub, and I'm sharing with them, you know, different ideas, different ways in which they can improve, in which they can make, you know, the platform better, the marketplace better, because at the end of the day, their improvements translates into more revenue for me and growth for me. And, you know, just, it's also something I enjoy doing, you know, it's part of what I do. You know, I like helping people, I like helping companies. It's in my nature, you know. It's not just about the money for me. So it depends also what it is for you. Like, you know, some instructors or some online teachers, their only goal is to make money, and you know that's not me. You know, I want to make money. Yeah, I'm making a ton of money. Yeah, I'm making good money. You know, like I'm making really good money. You know, I'm making, you know, more money than a lot of people make on their, you know, 9-to-5 job. But that's not the only thing, and that's not the only aim for me. That's not the only goal, and that's not really the only reason why I'm here. I'm here because I love teaching. You know, I love sharing knowledge. I love helping people. I love talking about technology. And I know about a lot of different things because I have lived in four different countries. I've traveled all over the world. I've worked on very different type of projects. You know, I speak three languages. I have a big family. So my background and what I do is very diverse. So I know about a lot of different things. And I, you know, I'm a serial entrepreneur. So I'm always, you know, building startups. And I have, you know, communities such as this one, such as the Online Teachers Club and other communities that I support or lead. And, you know, that just allows me and makes me, you know, want to share all of those things that I've learned throughout the years, you know, as an online teacher. And that's why, you know, I also like to help companies that I'm a part of become better at what they are. So that's why I'm always, you know, talking to the guys from, you know, from Udemy, from Skillshare, from, and I have a really good relationship with all of them, from Teachler, from, you know, PackPub, from Stack Commerce, and I'm giving them ideas about how they can improve and how they can make their, you know, their platforms better in Battletoads. And this is what I, you know, this is what I do. But in this case, that we're talking about the different options for you, I want you to think about the type of online teacher that you are, what work would work best for you, what you'd like to do. And by the way, you know, when I was talking about you going and putting your courses on multiple platforms, it doesn't mean that you got to start with 10, right? Like, you can just start with two, you know, and take it from there. Oh, you know, I want to add a third one now. I want to add a fourth one now. So little by little, you can add more and more, you know, channels, sales channels to your business. And I want you to think about this. And please, you know, I want you to come to the realization of something that I'm going to say right now. If you're an online teacher, you're an entrepreneur. You're a businessman or businesswoman. You're a business person. Because if you're teaching online, you're running a business. Whether you know it or not, you're running a business. And I hope you actually know it, because it's one of the things that will make you successful. And it's one of the things that will make a difference in the way you operate as an online teacher. So hopefully you realize that. And if you haven't realized it, and I'm telling you right now, and you're opening up your eyes that you're an entrepreneur, you're a businessman, you're a businesswoman, awesome, you know, awesome. I love that. You know, I love that you're coming to that realization and realizing that there's different approaches to running a business, and nobody, you know, has the secret magic recipe. And, you know, forget about this thing that I see sometimes where people go to online teaching because they kind of like want to get rich quick. Forget about those things. You know, like, even if you're in for the money, don't focus so much on the money initially, especially when you're starting out. Focus on learning about the platforms, focus on student engagement, focus on improving, focus on learning, focus on going through the learn curve. And then as you're going through that, of course, in parallel, work towards increasing your revenue, you know, improving your marketing, all of those things that will help you be more and more successful. But it takes time. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. You know, a lot of those people that you see there that have, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands of students, they didn't start out yesterday. You know, they've been doing this for years. And, you know, with experience comes a lot of, you know, power and knowledge and great ideas and a lot of other things, right? So, you know, take it from me when I say this, and here in the Online Teachers Club, we're all about sharing knowledge, collaborating with each other, helping each other find their path. And like I said, there is no one-size-fits-all path. There is no one-size-fits-all type of approach. And don't get confused by those, you know, online teachers that just say that you got to do this way or you're not going to be successful. You know, like I, you know, like sometimes I see people like, oh, you can't launch a free course because that, you know, you're going to get slammed with really bad reviews. You know, like, yeah, of course, that I guess that happens, but I'm not going to say that happens to everyone, and I'm not going to say that's going to be always the case. And I'm not going to say to you either that you should never launch a free course. Why not? You know, a lot of people launch free courses. That's how they get started. That's how they build an audience. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, so don't be scared, and don't be, you know, like, you know, don't let anyone tell you that there is only one type of approach or one size fits all strategy to be successful in online teaching, because there isn't, right? There is different types of approaches. And yeah, I think, you know, each online teacher has kind of his mojo, his own mojo, you know, and we all have our own kind of thing that we like to do. And that's fine. You know, that's what makes it interesting. It doesn't mean that one person's right and the other person's wrong. It just means that we're all sharing from our own personal experience and from what we've been through in our journey as online teachers. And that's what the Online Teachers Club is all about. You know, I love to hear you guys sharing here with each other and on, you know, on the Facebook group, on the website directly, you know, in the onlineteachers.club, you know, how your experience has been, what you recommend, you know, what you think, tips, tricks, anything you want to share with the community that can help other people who are just starting out or other people who are already there, but, you know, they're thinking about how they can improve, how they can do new things. And if you can give them ideas about that, awesome, you know, do it, you know, awesome. And it's great to have you here. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you follow the podcast. That will be really helpful. And I hope, you know, you stay in touch with, you know, with everyone here at the Online Teachers Club. Make sure you're participating there on the Facebook group, posting your questions, your ideas. And make sure if you haven't done so already that you actually join the Online Teachers Club, you know, just go there, hit register, you know, and create your profile, add your pick, and, you know, get started with that process of joining this awesome community of the Online Teachers Club. And, you know, we're going to be talking about all these type of things, which are really important for you to think about. So before you go, I'm going to also, just encourage you, yeah, please leave a review as well if you get a chance on the podcast. That's also helpful, you know, on Apple or Android, wherever you are. If you can leave a review, do it. That would be good. That would be helpful. And before we go, just a quick recap, you know, we're talking about, are there different, you know, there's different, should we just sell our courses on one single platform or should we diversify? And we talked about that there's different options for you. There's no right or wrong answer. You can sell your courses on one single platform and become really specialized in it and be really successful, or you can diversify and sell your courses on multiple platforms and again be really successful as well. And in terms of the different platforms, I'm going to go real quickly before I go on this, you know, different options that you can look into. And make sure you go to the onlineteachers.club or, you know, the Facebook group and look for the link where we talk about places where you can sell your online courses. And you will find there the links to different options that will take you right directly to the information you need to look at as an online teacher. But I'm just going to go real quickly today on the different options that are out there. And I'm not going to be covering all and every single one that there is out there, because there's probably a ton more out there, but I'm going to cover probably what are some of the key ones in the market. And then later on, well, I'm going to probably create a separate podcast for each one of them, in which we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about the pros and cons of each one and, you know, what each one is about. So just real quickly, a list of the options that you have. So you have Udemy, you know, it's a huge marketplace, about 20 million students. You know, it has over 60,000 online courses created there, about 40,000, you know, instructors or online teachers there in the community. You got another one that's called Skillshare. Skillshare has been around as well for a while. It has about 4 million students now. It's more than doubled since when I started teaching on Skillshare. So it's going quite well, actually. And my revenue there has grown, you know, multiple times, and definitely a good platform for you to sell your online courses. And there's other platforms as well, like Teachler. You got also lynda.com. You got Amazon. You know, there's Amazon Video. I can't remember if it's called Video or something like that. There's this Amazon option where you can put your online courses. And if you go to, I can't remember the name right now, but if you go to, yeah, I think it's Amazon Video if I'm not wrong. But anyway, if you look at the article in the Online Teachers Club or the Facebook group where we talk about the different options, you're going to see it there. And there's the Amazon option. You got Stack Commerce, you got Stack Skills, we talked about Lynda, you got PackPub, you got, you know, the other option that you have there, it's Invatotutes, and there's many more, you know, there's many more. I actually get, you know, contacted by companies who want to sell my courses every single week. Like every week I'm getting new people contacting me about wanting to sell my courses, and there's people, you know, with companies and platforms all over the world who sell online courses, and they just want you to join, to put your courses there so they can sell it, right? So the best thing I can say about this, or the best recommendation I can give you about this, is, of course, don't put your courses just anywhere. You know, just make sure you check that it's actually a legitimate business, that it's a serious company, that they have some traction, you know, like they actually have traffic going to their site or to their platform or to their app, because there's no point in you putting your courses there if nobody's going to that, you know, to look at them or buy them, right? So that's just one of the other things I just want to make sure you watch out for. You know, watch out for those scammers and the suspicious emails and stuff. But when you get an invite, just make sure, you know, you go to SafeWeb Norton, Alexa, and just Google, you know, and just have a look and do some research, some due diligence on you know, the company that's contacting you on whether it's actually somewhere safe to sell your courses. And if you're unsure, that's what we're here for, guys. You know, just feel free to chat with us. Send us a message, you know, on the onlineteachers.club, in one of the community forums, or post it on Facebook, and we'll be happy to answer and let you know whether it's a safe place to sell your courses. And that's about it. All right. So we're going to cover, and we're going to go into a lot more detail in each one of those platforms later on. And like I said, there's plenty more out there. I'm just covering some of the key market players. And all right, guys. So I'll leave you with that, and we'll talk soon. Cheers. Bye. We'll be right back.